This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. The first set of citizenship certificates after notification of Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024 were issued today. Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla handed over citizenship certificates to some applicants in New Delhi. The government has decided to grant citizenship to 14 applicants under the Citizenship Amendment Rules. Home Secretary congratulated the applicants and highlighted salient features of the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2024, which was notified on the 11th of March 2024. Under the rules, applications were received from persons belonging to Hindu, Sikh, Jain, Buddhist, Parsi and Christian communities from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan who have entered into India up to the 31st of December 2014. Top leaders of all political parties are busy in hectic campaigning for their party candidates for the remaining 5th, 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is campaigning in Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi addressed an election rally in Dindori this afternoon. He is also scheduled to hold a rally in Kalyan and hold a roadshow in Mumbai later today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a rally at Hooghly in West Bengal today. He asserted that the BJP government is committed to taking back Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and will not be deterred by Pakistan. Mr. Shah said people of POJK are protesting and demanding freedom from Pakistan. In Odisha, all three major political parties, Congress, BJP and BJD, have stepped up their electioneering for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi joined a bike rally and addressed an election rally at Balangir today. Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik also addressed an election rally at Rourkela under Sundargarh parliamentary constituency and promised free electricity to the people if he returns to power for the 6th consecutive term. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah is going to address public meetings at Sororda under the Aska Lok Sabha seat and both under Kandamal parliamentary constituency. He will then attend a roadshow in Cuttack. Odisha is going for simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly polls in four phases, with first phase having been completed on Monday. Remaining three phases will be held on the 20th and the 25th of this month and the 1st of June. Electronics and IT Secretary S. Krishnan has said the 6G technology has the potential to strengthen the nation's digital economy and enhance productivity. He was addressing the Bharat 6G 2024 conference in New Delhi today. Mr. Krishnan said 6G will lead to large data generation and it will provide better input for artificial intelligence to learn and smarten itself. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia till the 30th of May in connection with excise policy scam. The case was registered by the CBI, naming Sisodia as one of the accused. Sisodia appeared before the court of Special Judge Kaveri Baveja through video conferencing on the expiry of his judicial custody. The court had yesterday reserved the judgment on bail pleas filed by the Aam Aadmi Party leader. Delhi BJP women workers today stage a protest in the national capital over the issue of alleged misbehaviour with Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal at Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's residence. Displaying placards, the BJP women workers raised slogans against Mr. Kejriwal. They also demanded resignation of Mr. Kejriwal, accusing him of being anti-women. Talking to media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said former chairperson of Delhi Commission for Women Swati Maliwal, who continuously talked about the security of women, is herself not safe. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that a fresh spell of heat wave is likely to commence over Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh from tomorrow. Severe heat wave conditions are also predicted over some parts of West Rajasthan, Punjab, South Haryana and East Rajasthan. The maximum temperature over many parts of Northwest and East India will rise by about 3 to 4 degrees Celsius during the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.